The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Nate McMurray joins me this segment. Nate, good morning.
Hey, Joe. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, Nate, it's been a while since we've heard from you running in an election. So reintroduce yourself. Who is Nate McMurray?
I'm an attorney. I am a former executive who did development all over the world, and I ran for Congress twice in NY27, which is the reddest district, or was the reddest district in New York State.
And Nate, you were the Grand Island supervisor.
I was. I'm proud of the stuff we got done on Grand Island, and I say hello to all my friends in Grand Island now.
Now, you ran for Congress. We haven't heard from you for a few years. Now running for county executive as a Democrat, Nate. You know, Mark Poloncar is a pretty popular figure within the Democrat Party. Why did you think now is the time to enter the race?
Well, I've never picked an easy fight, but I've always tried to do the right thing, and I'm not perfect. Obviously, I've made, you know, mistakes, but the fact that no one is standing up to this guy, I mean, he wants to be in office 16 years. That is unprecedented. No one has ever been in office that long in that office. And his record is terrible. And the fact that no one will even whisper that is shameful. Shameful to the elected leaders who won't stand up to him. Shameful to the people that are afraid of him. Someone needs to say this is no good. And after the blizzard, I thought, you know what? Someone needs to say this is wrong. He's handled it wrong. The poverty rates are too high. The dysfunction in county government is too bad. And so I said, I have a name, and I'll use that name to say the truth.
Nate, if there's one issue you could pick, or several issues, what running your campaign, what's the main thing or the main reason you think it's time for Mark Poloncar to be replaced within the Democrat Party?
Well, the straw that broke the camel back for me was the blizzard, because like he was saying, don't Monday morning quarterback me, when a week earlier he said we got it and we're more prepared than we've ever been. And there's never been a blizzard where that many people died in a concentrated area ever in the history of the United States. And they wouldn't even release the names. There needs to be a full analysis of how they died, when they died, because it seems that many people died because the county executive made people go to work when they were begging him to do a travel ban. Now, outside of Buffalo, outside of Western New York, this is an open discussion when this happened. You can look at the news in the Washington Post or other national outlets. But in Buffalo, it's somehow a taboo subject to ask, why did so many people die? And the answer from the Poloncar administration seems to be, you know, because they're stupid, because they shouldn't have gone outside. Well, he was the one in charge. He had the resources to buy tracked vehicles to save people, to issue a travel ban. And beyond that, if there's a one issue, the issue is there's nothing has really materially changed in all the years he's been in office. When he started, we were the third poorest city in the United States. We still are. We have the worst job market in the United States. We have the highest poverty rates. The poverty rates in Erie County and in Buffalo barely budged in the entire time he's been in office, while the rest of the country sees this tremendous growth. And then you see Poloncar put these commercials out like he's the savior or something. And I just listen, I've never been an orthodox politician. I'm really not a politician, and I'm going to speak the truth. This guy has to go.
Nate, let's break down the campaign. I had a question here ready, and then you posted a video of parts of the endorsement meeting that you attended. The Erie County Democrats had their meeting of who to endorse, and you put your argument out there. Afterwards, party chair said that it was appalling behavior, and that, quote, and I'm quoting Jeremy Zellner, who was invited on the show today, he said, you don't have the emotional temperament to be executive. What is your response to the comments coming out of that meeting toward you?
Go watch the video. I mean, listen, I recorded it and I taped it to make sure that they couldn't do this to me, because I've been through this with them so many times. They're not trustworthy people. I mean, he's a liar. He's not a good person. And it may sound hurtful to say that, but he's not a good person. Listen, if I continue with the campaign, think about this for a second, and I try to get on the ballot, he is going to control the Board of Elections, which is going to try to disqualify me from even getting on the ballot. He also sued me when I was running for Congress. We went to court. This is someone who only cares about controlling his own fiefdom. He doesn't care about the fact that the county is in disarray, that so many of our kids leave, that so many people have to leave here to get a decent job. He cares about protecting himself. So I protected myself. I went in with a recording device. I recorded it. And there's worse, too. I have other parts of it that were recorded, things that were said to me in the hall and elsewhere. Listen, they're not fit to be leading anything, let alone a major party. And I think if anyone listens to that tape where they're telling me outright, number one, he wouldn't support me during my congressional run, even though he endorsed me. Number two, that the reason why they don't want to help me is because they, quote, don't like me. I mean, is this fifth grade? I mean, what grade are we in? And then the fact that they spin it the way they did, it just shows that you can't be trusted. They care about protecting Mark because Mark controls the jobs. And we live in an economy run by poverty. And so people are like, listen, I can't speak out against Mark. I might lose my gig. And I understand that. We all got to eat. But we as a community, have to get together and say, it's wrong for the Zellner to have the position of chair and the position of Board of Elections lead. He shouldn't have that position. The Buffalo News has called him out many times, but he continues to do it. The party continues to turn a blind eye. And Mark has failed. He's failed in the storm. He's failed in the Bills deal. And nobody wants the Bills to leave, but this is roundly criticized across the country as the worst deal in history. He's failed in the fact that the county has not made any material progress in all the years he's been in office. And, like, let me say one more thing, Joe. If you go to the doctor and you get your heart checked or you get your blood pressure checked, they'll say, listen, you got to do this. You got to change this. All of our vitals for Erie County, the fact that we're such a segregated city, the fact that we have such a poor economy, such a poor job market, they're all bad. And who's in charge? The county executive. And we're going to give this guy 16 years? My kids weren't even born yet when he was in office. This is insane.
Nate, let me ask you, obviously I've seen on social media, you're very active and you do have a lot of critics, but you also have support. I just want to, from the viewpoint of critics' point, this is a party that, as you played in your video, said they don't like you. Why are you looking for their endorsement in the primary?
Well, they don't like me. The bosses don't like me, but a lot of regular folks love me. And they support me because they know I speak the truth, even when it's difficult. I spoke the truth against both parties, and there's not a lot of people willing to do that. Look, I'm not going to lie. I'm not naturally a great politician. I don't fake things. I can't pretend I am something else. I am who I am. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Sometimes that hurts me. Sometimes it helps me. But I think when people get to see me and meet me one-on-one, almost always they let me, they support me because they can say, hey, this is a regular person who's trying to do the best he can. They won't let me go see their local committees. You can hear it in that tape. They said 80% of the people in the one committee, Hamburg, came from my campaign. But they deny me access to even speak to those people as a group. So, like, they literally make it impossible to either communicate to their rank-and-file members or to have access to their contact information or even to get on the ballot. I mean, they're going to make it impossible to even get on the ballot because Jeremy runs the Board of Elections, and half of his executive committee works for him. It is completely corrupt. It's old-school Chicago politics. Is there any doubt why Buffalo struggles so much? These are the hoodlums that are in charge.
Hey, Nate,
go ahead.
You talk about that ballot access, and, the people probably that were at that meeting will say, Nate, this is nothing more than political theater. Do you have polling models to show you have a chance? Are you going after the Working Families Party line? What is the plan from here going into a primary? And have you asked the county executive for a debate before primary day?
Oh, listen, the fact that they even endorse before there's a debate, before there's any open discussion, before there's ballot access, is a joke. Why are they endorsing now? Because they want to vilify me. That's why I made the tape, because I knew they were going to try to vilify me. So you could see the reality. And there's more to the tape, too, and maybe I'll release a little bit more later. I mean, so what's the access to win? The way to win is for me to get out to meet as many people as I possibly can in the South Towns and elsewhere. And I can tell you what, people that don't follow politics or don't follow your show or don't follow my Twitter, that just, hear some of the things I'm saying. Why do we have such high poverty rates? Why is the job market so bad? Why are we giving this much money to a stadium that doesn't have a dome? I mean, all these questions, I walk around and people say, keep fighting, Nate, keep fighting. So, like, listen, I don't know. I think it's going to be a very difficult uphill climb. The thing that scares me the most is getting thousands and thousands of signatures and having to go to Jeremy Zellner and say, hey, Are these signatures okay? Because what they're going to do is hire lawyers. They hire lawyers and they scrutinize every signature. And so everyone out there thinks that's normal. This is the only one of the only states that does that. In most places, you can just get on the ballot and have an open fight. But New York, the state that says they're so democratic, the Democratic Party leadership blocks people from even getting on the ballot. And like for all you Democrats listening out there, if you think this is normal, any of it, the way the chairman acts, the way the county executive acts, this good shot, good cop, bad cop routine, the fact they lie and block candidates, the fact that they raise money from people that they say they despise. Well, look in the mirror and ask yourself, is it really the best we can do? We are on an international border. We are just a short drive away from Toronto. We are in the same state as New York City, the cultural center of the entire world, really. We have Niagara Falls, the biggest natural tourist destination in the entire world, and we're the third poorest city in America? How is that even possible? You have to try that hard to do that bad.
Nate, you mentioned the Bill Stadium, and I have seen that pop up time and time again on your social media. What is your opinion and what is your gripe, I guess, with the current plan for a new stadium?
Over $1 billion for a stadium without a dome that can only be used for football. And that's insane. I mean, look, at the fastest growing sport in the world is e-gaming. You know, concert venue. Look, at Rihanna was watched by more people than the Super Bowl game itself. There's no thought about how people are going to get there. It's basically a monopoly for the Pegula family. Let me explain. They want a captured environment. I used to do this for a living, develop stadium deals like this. What they want is a captured environment, meaning that they want to control the food, the parking, everything, because they can maximize their profit on it. The only money they're putting into the stadium is coming from the license fees for season ticket holders. So essentially, this is a deal designed to make the Pegulas richer, and we're paying for it. And the fact that they're pretending it's some good deal for Erie County is a joke. And one more thing, we're going to run out of time. I want to get this out there. Mark Poloncarz is not just some guy that's goofy, sending goofy videos or something. He controls a $2.1 billion budget for 16 years. There should be more scrutiny of this guy, let alone the storm. There should be some type of truth and reconciliation commission to ask, how did each person, each of those individual lives actually die in this storm? Because what he did is he redirected, when he started to get criticism, he redirected the focus towards the mayor. It was great politics. You don't stay in office for 16 years unless you're good at politics. But how on earth could we have such a bad economy and this guy control a $2.1 billion budget for that long and say, hey, don't Monday morning quarterback me. I have no responsibility. It's time for him to be held accountable. If he got on a plane and flew anywhere in America, got off the plane and said, hey, I've been running Buffalo and Erie County for 16 years. How am I doing? You think they'd be saying, great job? They'd be saying, what the heck have you been doing?
Nate, I want to ask you a question that I asked the county executive when he was on the show a few months ago. You talk about civility. The county executive talks about civility, but I've seen both of your Twitter accounts throughout the years, obviously. You've said controversial things about the station you're on right now that I would argue gave you more media access than any other media outlet during your campaigns. You called the NRA a terrorist organization. You compared pro-lifers to the Taliban. In Erie County is like North Korea. When you say civil, what does that mean to Nate McMurray?
Well, number one, I'm going to fight as hard as I can for whatever I can do. I mean, to make a change. I don't think the status quo is good enough. Sometimes I should take it back a bit. But sometimes I'm like, I got to fight harder. Things need to change. When you have this many kids die from gun violence, I think it's a problem. And I think you need to use tough language to say we need to change. Joe, you've been good to me. You're right. You gave me a lot of access. Maybe I should have been more... No, I definitely should have been more understanding to you and less harsh on you, because you and personally, you did a heck of a lot more than the Democratic Party did to help me fight Chris Collins. I'll be honest with you. You gave me a platform where they wouldn't even let me in the building. So, like, you know, you're right. I should be more understanding and try to see the other side. It is funny. You know, I got a little humbled the other day. I was out at the arcade with my kids, and a couple people came up to me and they said they're Republicans. But they're actually grateful that I'm speaking out. And because I was speaking out and showing that I'm, you know, willing to fight both sides, they were like, listen, I'm more willing to listen to some of your ideas. So I think what I've learned in the last couple of weeks fighting Mr. Poloncarz is that, you know, to a lot of people, ideas don't matter. All that matters is party affiliation. And I gotta focus more on ideas and on people. And it's something I'm going to learn, and I'm not perfect, and I'm more than open to learning and being better and a more civil person myself. But I'm always going to have that fire and that passion in me to fight for what I believe in. And I think I got to fight for change in Erie County. It's where I live. It's my home, the place I love. And it's just going the wrong direction. It's been going the wrong direction for a long, long time.
Nate, you know, obviously, as I said, I to get ready for an interview, I always read, you know, critics, because that's how you get the questions. And those are the questions people want the answers to. And one of the critics I saw on Twitter throughout the week was your current employer going after municipalities, police departments, towns, villages. They claim that you're suing the taxpayer. What is your comment to an allegation like that?
Listen, I fight for people that don't have a voice. I mean, I fight for people that need change. If you've been discriminated against by the police force, the fire force, or some other group or fire department, you have a right to sue. And you have, in this country, we've trained regular people, people like you and me, that it's evil to fight for your rights to sue. But corporations sue everybody all the time. When I worked for corporations, I would sue people for, you know, the most minor things, because I was ordered by my boss to do so. And I felt bad about that. I feel a heck of a lot bad about suing people for treating people wrong, people that aren't a corporation, that don't have have a smaller voice, that have been wrong. I'm very proud of the work I do. I'm very proud of the people I fight for. I fight for good people that are seeking change, and lawsuits are one of the ways you can make that change.
Nate, I want to go back to ballot access for a second. You know, obviously going for the Democrat line in this primary, looking for other parties. If one party will put you on the ballot, will you continue the campaign regardless of the primary?
I would, but I think that Mr. Poelengarth has a far reach. Again, I don't think people listening to this realize how powerful he is. He has the power to appoint hundreds, if not 1,000 or more, positions across Western New York. In the worst job market in the country, that type of power is king-like. So he can influence all kinds of people to do what he wants them to do. And the longer you're in power, like Mr. Poelengarth, the more power you have. He comes across as a goofy guy that just, hey, I'm just doing my best. $2.1 billion budget. And the power that comes with that is incredible. And the lack of accountability, the lack of checks and balances, really, in Western New York is had tragic results. So I'd love to go forward. I have to make the calculation, no matter what, about what it's going to mean to me personally, how much I'm going to have to put in. I have kids I got to put through college in a couple of years. There's choices I need to make. But I'm very proud to get out in the zeitgeist some of these ideas, that we don't have to be the third poorest city in America. We don't have to have the worst job market. We don't have to have the worst stadium in America for the most money. We're better than this. And I believe in Western New York and the opportunities and the future we have. I'll tell you, the people listening right now, you may not like me. You may think I'm a little bit aggressive or whatever else. But if I was the county executive, you can guarantee there would be change. Change you could see and feel. I want this to be a place we're proud of. I'm sick of being second or third or fifth or sixth class. We should be a premier city with a premier attitude and a premier stadium. And I'll fight for that, and I hope people give me a chance.
Nate, two more questions. You mentioned fundraising. You mentioned signatures that you have to get. Is there a number you're looking at by May that would be on the right course for this campaign? Is that something that you've considered?
Well, I'm probably going to shell out tens of thousands of dollars just to get the signatures, because the system is so corrupt, and they block people from even getting signatures. How it works is, if they get their people to sign first, people can't sign for me later. So what they try to do is they use their resources to get as many signatures as possible to block people from challenging the incumbent. The system is designed to keep people out. And they say they're for ballot access, they're for open democracy, but they're not. When it comes to their own backyard, they're for fighting people from challenging. I would love to debate Mr. Poelengarth. You think he wants to stand on a stage and look me in the eye and explain why the poverty rates are so bad? You think he wants to stand on a stage and talk about the blizzard? And why so many people died when he was blaming the mayor? People didn't die because snow was removed late. They died because they were trapped in their cars because he put the travel ban out late. So I would love to have all those opportunities, but I have to make the personal calculation. Am I willing to put my family in this type of jeopardy again? Look up the stuff they're saying about me. I mean, I had to make a secret tape to fight back against their nonsense. Oh, am I willing to do this? I mean, I don't know. I have to make that assessment. But right now, Tomorrow I'm going to be with my team and talk about what are we going to have to actually put together? What kind of cash are we going to have to actually put together to fight? Because I would really love to fight. I mean, I'd love to – if I win, I'll put it this way. If I win, Zellner's done. Zellner, you listening? You're done. You know that. That's why you fight me so hard, because I'm not going to tolerate you having two of those positions. It's a massive conflict of interest. And if I win, you know, Mark's going to have to get a real job. And I'm not even sure if he remembers how to do that. When he won and he became county executive, you know what he said? Thank God I never have to be a lawyer again. This guy doesn't want to work. And I hope the people of Western New York force him to get a real job for once. I don't think any of these people have any experience in the private sector. I think Zellner I think he did like pizza delivery or something before he was in politics. None of these people actually worked their entire adult life. They got to go.
Nate, final thing. I was talking with a friend who politically he and I do not see eye to eye at all. He campaigned for you, both of your congressional runs, supported you. And this is what he said to me. I'm just quoting it word for word, and I would like your reaction. He said, quote, "I don't like Mark Poloncarz. I don't like his leadership. I don't like the way things are going. But I trust he won't embarrass us. I trust he won't be distracted by media and social media. I do think Mark Poloncarz is more professional." To my friend who campaigned for you on both your congressional runs, what would you say to that statement?
I was a senior executive at two of the biggest companies in the world. I know when to turn it off. Right now, to your friend, first of all, thank you for even giving me a shot or listening to me. I want to say that I have had to fight a guerrilla campaign. You heard the county. You heard the chairman say he didn't support me. He didn't even take my phone calls when I was running for Congress. I've had a fight from the outside. It has not been easy to keep people interested, to keep people active. Trust me. Here's the pledge to the people of Western New York. If I win, I become county executive, Twitter's gone. Off. Turning it off. Because I won't have to fight like that anymore. I'll have the position of being in the chair, having the power to fight without these guerrilla tactics. And I'd be excited to do that. I don't want to be in this position where I'm always the outsider fighting like this, fighting from the, like as a underdog. I would love to be in the county executive position so he can just like cruise along and have all his people do this stuff for him. But I've never been in that spot. But if you want professionalism, I'm the only one who had real experience in the private sector when push comes to shove, where I had to go to court, or I had to go make a presentation, or I had to get a deal signed. I've done that over and over again, and I'll do it for Erie County.
Nate McMurray, running for Erie County Executive.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.